Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast. Oh, Canada. That's the only part of the anthem that I know, but amazing turn of events happening in Canada this past week as the largest ever truck convoy is happening in Canada. And right now, they're parked in Ottawa. What does this mean? We're going to look at it. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right. So, what's happening is that, as we've reported several times before, Canada, and their Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, he's a dictator. He's not a prime minister. I mean, his title says prime minister, but basically he's a dictator. He's on the level, just like here in Hawaii, with Emperor Ige, Xi Jinping, Rick Mussolini, Blangiardi. It's all the same kind of thing, right? Except for Trudeau in Canada, he affects the entire country. I was going to say continent, but that's not right. So, Canada has one of the strictest lockdowns ever. Since the beginning of the pandemic, Canada was also the first to talk about vaccine passports, or I should say one of the first to talk and implement vaccine passports. Canada is the one who restricts people from going outside, who restricted people from going to even the grocery store. And so what ended up happening was that people honestly were fed up, because it's 3 years later. 3 years later. And this kind of crap has only gotten worse. Not only here in Hawaii, but in Canada especially. Places like, I mean, we talked about Australia. We talked about France. We talked about Germany. Right? All of these places that are what's the word I want to say? Not rebelling, but standing up for basic human rights and decencies is probably the most broad, generic, descriptive thing I could say about it, right? So, this convoy, trekking across, quite literally across Canada, and it is like hundreds of miles long, thousands and thousands of truckers, just part of this large convoy. So, all of this to send a message to Justin Trudeau. Part one is Justin Trudeau, because this is majorly happening in Canada. And part two is that it is going to eventually trickle down here to America, possibly, which I hope it does. Or better yet, that we create our own protest and our own, you know. But we'll see. We'll see. So a few things is that, number one, Justin Trudeau has gone into hiding. Due to the imminent threat, quote-unquote, he is hiding. So, not only did he hide, they moved him to some kind of secure location. They then came out and announced that he has COVID. So, they're trying to put out two fires at the same time with gasoline. That, number one, he went into hiding because he's a coward. But he's not really hiding. He's isolating because he's COVID positive, even though he said that he's boosted, even though he said that he's got the vaccines. And I mean that as plural. But of course, we all know that our political leaders don't take the vaccine. So he announced on Twitter that he has tested positive. So I don't know. But we'll see. Again, because, right, he left. He basically is in hiding somewhere in Canada, if he's even there in Canada, right? He referred to the truckers and this whole movement as a fringe minority. That don't look like no minority to me. Here we go.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Next question.
All right, kiddies, you heard him. You are a fringe minority that has unacceptable views. That is exactly the kind of speak that an authoritarian dictator would say. In fact, that's the common message that we've heard, not only from Trudeau, from Biden, Walensky, Fauci. We've heard it from Ige. We've heard it from Green. We've heard it from Blangiardi. We heard it from Caldwell when he was the failure mayor. We heard it from all kinds of people. The same message over and over and over and over and over again. But there's nothing to back that claim anywhere. Nothing. Follow the science. Follow the science that said that the vaccines weren't effective. Follow the science that says you could still spread it. Even though when they first came out with the vaccine, they said you don't spread it. Once you get the vaccine, you don't spread it. Yep. Right. Follow the science. So. Yeah. So, again, this you won't see it in mainstream media, unfortunately. And part of that reason too is not only is it a big slap in the face to, and proving that the media is just a bunch of garbage. Even our local media here is a bunch of garbage. Sure, they may be nice people, but they're garbage. I hate hearing that. I hate hearing that. They're a nice person. One of our friends, you know, he works as a lobbyist, and you know, we're talking about the lockdowns, and this was back when Kirk Caldwell was still in charge, and he told us, you know, he's a really nice guy. And I thought to myself, I don't really care, because that's not what I see. That's not reflected in the decisions that he's made. The rhetoric that he was speaking. So no, he isn't a nice guy. No, Justin Trudeau isn't a nice person. No, David Ige can cry all he wants in his last State of the State. Nobody believes a damn thing that man has to say. Or he's not even a man. He's a beta male. Nobody cares. Anyway, going back to this convoy, they've raised millions of dollars through GoFundMe, which, of course, GoFundMe is turned political over the last 3, 4, 5 years. GoFundMe has turned into a political tool. So instead of it being able, you can fundraise and raise money for anything, that's not true. If it goes against whatever the hell GoFundMe thinks. So we should stop using GoFundMe. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. I've seen people use GoFundMe for the stupidest reasons, for the most selfish reasons possible. Like, oh, we want to go on a vacation, so help us with this GoFundMe. What? Are you paying for your vacation? You kidding me? You don't have the money. You don't go. That's why we haven't gone anywhere. Well, we haven't gone anywhere because we're not going to take some bullcrap test and take some bullcrap vaccine. That's beside the point. No, you don't have the funds. You don't go. How simple is that math? Anyway, GoFundMe blocked more than $4.7 million in funds raised by the trucker convoy. Yep. Sure. But So again, propaganda is coming out against the truckers, against what they stand for. And the good news is that they had their first press conference, or their first first press conference yesterday. And one of the great things is that they didn't call on any legacy media for questions. They only spoke to independent journalists. You know, and again, certain biases, right? But to get to not answer questions from MSNBC, NBC, CBS, you know, all of those kinds of people, Yahoo, Bloomberg, Washington Post, whatever. Screw them. Screw them. You want to get your message out? Don't talk to those people. Don't talk to those people. So, a very interesting turn of events happening here in Canada, and we can only hope that similar things are going to happen here. But it's a little bit weird. Not impossible, just a little bit weird, because, you know, unless it happens in your own state. Yeah, I mean, we could go cross country, you know, we could, but, yeah. Anyway, good on the Canadians. Yeah, good on the Canadians, and the best thing about it is they're not apologizing. I wouldn't apologize either. I would just keep on trucking, as the saying goes. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Good on you, Canadians. Good on you. Also happening today is that Moderna announces a full U.S. approval for the vaccine. That's right, folks. Over a year later, now the FDA says Moderna is approved. Question mark. Again, without reading the actual paperwork, who knows? Who knows? Decision was bolstered by real-world evidence from more than 200 million doses administered in the United States since the FDA cleared the shot in December. FDA did not clear anything, by the way. Let's not forget. FDA did not clear anything. So, So, of course, there's no link. And why would I expect anything less? But there's no link to the actual FDA report. There's no evidence. There's no nothing. There's just, they said it. Just like what they tried to do with Pfizer. I guess they learned from Pfizer the first time because they posted the FDA, the paperwork. And it still says in that paperwork that it's not approved. It's still approved for emergency use authorization again. So anyway, this goes to show you, by the way, that you are a participant in the world's largest human experiment. Actually, multiple levels of experimentation, including, you know, mass formation psychosis or whatever it's called now, right? Anyway, are we gonna get it? Of course not, because no, in 50 years. Maybe. I doubt it. But that is gross. Meanwhile, here locally, we continue to see the effects of COVID, and not just the health and the dictatorship, but of course in the economy as well, right? We've talked about this any number of times, that the decisions made have crippled economy. And so Keomoku, one of the main thoroughfares going north-south from Mauka to Makai into Ala Moana, there's a lot of mom-and-pop shops on that street. There's a lot of, we used to call it Koreamoku, because a lot of Korean owned businesses were there. A lot of Korean restaurants, a lot of food places, things like that. So today is the last day for many of these businesses. They're going to shut off electricity by the end of the day today. According to Yonok Moriyama, owner of Don E. Don Restaurant on Kiyomoku. And it's going to be replaced by condominiums. Going to be replaced by more condominiums. It is a time, you know. Soda Bowl, one of the most popular staples of Korean restaurants in Kiyomoku, they're gone. It's tough, folks. It is a tough time, and again, the extent of how COVID has played into this, we're not too sure, right? Because again, you're a small mom and pop shop. You're not going to survive. Right, and the fact that you managed to survive for this long is a testament, right, to your quality, customers, patrons, right? And we don't know how much of that is, of course, due to COVID. And of course, this is speculation, of course, but, you know, if they weren't able to pay the rent, how many of these businesses got bought out in order to make this condominium complex bullcrap thing happen? I mean, Ala Moana is already crowded enough. That whole area is already crowded enough. And, yep. That's what's going to happen. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, the sports news is abuzz as drama was announced with speculations that Tom Brady was going to retire. Now, as soon as that leaked, sports world went insane. All these tributes and farewells and da-da-da-da-da. And Tom Brady himself was like, I didn't say anything. So, what? it was a nice little bit of drama for like half a day or like 2 hours. I don't know. Do I care? Sort of. I mean, you know, he did win us a Super Bowl in Tampa, so. But in any case, Super Bowl is set. It is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals versus the LA Rams. Yay. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care too much. But, you know, it's good, though. It's good to see young bucks try to go and make it, do their thing. And, you know, all of the playoff games were very surprisingly very exciting. I will have to admit. Our game was exciting, even though we lost. The Chiefs game was exciting, even though they lost. You know, it was a good playoff showdown, to say the least. But, eh. So, if this is goodbye, that's fine. Tom, you had a great run. Gronk, too. He got another Super Bowl by following Tom out of retirement. So, in any case, good on you. Thanks for the Super Bowl. Right. Anyway. All right. Ongoing saga. And this is the part where, again, trying to make heads or tails of it, it's just going to hurt a lot. So, we talked about the fuel tank leak at Red Hill. The Navy has been dumping water this whole time. Okay? Dumping water this whole time into the streams, into the, you know, the system, the sewage system thing, whatever. Like, they've been trying to flush out, quote unquote, flush out the system. And so now what they're going to do is they're going to dispose of it in the Halava stream. Okay, they said that it's been treated. They said that it is safe. According to Matthew Carano, State Health Department environmental health specialist, the expected treatment from this should produce no sheen, no plume, no extra turbidity. Meaning that it's supposed to be relatively, and relative I use as a very strong word, safe. Question mark. Okay. According to the report, it says that crews engineered a system to prevent contaminated water from flowing to the distribution system, which feeds homes and businesses. We have taken the distribution system, we have removed the section so that we have physically isolated ourselves from distribution system. From the distribution system, says a Lieutenant Commander Travis Myers from Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command. Okay. So there's 8 granular activated carbon filtering systems to start scrubbing 5 million gallons of water per day. And then that treated water will be released into the stream. And that stream will go into the ocean. Or into the soil. Or into the surrounding areas. Don't quite understand you scrubbed it, quote unquote. You're going to put it through these carbon filters, quote unquote, and then you're going to treat it, or unless I'm understanding that this carbon filter is the treatment, and then you're just going to dump it into the environment. I like this little thing at the end. It says that treated water is safe for the environment, but it's still not safe for people to drink. I'm pretty sure those two things go hand in hand. And that's why none of this makes sense at all. Yeah, I don't quite understand. The irony, according to Carano, says that the Department of Health's permit does not allow for pollution into the stream. What? So the plan is that 5 million gallons per day would be able to be cleaned, basically, and then dumped. Right. 5 million gallons of water is a lot of water. Let's make no mistake about it. So with due concern, right, people are worried that, are you going to test every hour? Are you going to check the water? Because as you guys know, right, if you drink filtered water, you got to replace that sucker every so many whatever, right? Granted, we're not drinking 5 million gallons per day. And I don't know the size of these carbon whatever. So I'm just saying, it sounds a little bit fishy, a little bit weird. Yeah. But again, guys, it's water is water, and water goes everywhere. It gets soaked in. It gets evaporated. It does all kinds of things. The repercussions of this, we're not going to know, unfortunately, for a while yet as well. Just like COVID. That sounds kind of familiar. doesn't it? But in any case, that's the plan moving forward. From the Navy, Department of Health gave the sign-off because they're crooked as hell. And there we go. Okay. Yeah. More bad news moving forward as the stupid minimum wage bill here in Hawaii has passed and it has moved forward. The vote was 24-1. Our current minimum wage here in Hawaii is $10.10, meaning that if you worked an entry-level run-of-the-mill job, minimum, your starting minimum pay is $10.10. Should this bill clear the next hurdle back in the House, which I guarantee it will, because they're freaking idiots, it would go up to $12 in October, $15 in 2024, and $18 by 2026. So if you're not out of Hawaii by 2026 or sooner, good luck. Good luck. I'm telling you, prices are going to skyrocket. And those of you already getting paid above minimum wage, I don't know what else to tell you. That's another repercussion. Let's say for, like, for example, for my new job in the interim, maybe a career change, depends, I don't know. But in the interim, I'm getting paid above minimum wage. I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed. I'm more than happy with, you know, somebody was able to take me in. Should this happen, by 2026, I would be paid less than a minimum wage earner. And my current position is not entry level by any means. So unless, and here's another thing that I didn't mention in the other time, unless businesses are prepared to either fire your current employees who have been with you for X amount of years or months or whatever, you're going to also have to match, if not increase, that pay above the minimum wage on top of years of service or whatever, you know, normally every 6 months or 90 days or however it is. I mean, this is how it was when I was working minimum wage back after high school and into college, was that you would get a raise 6 months just for surviving. I'm sure there was another, but you know, so is that gonna match this increase? Did the lawmakers even think about something like that? The answer, of course, is no. No, they did not. And again, these people don't understand either that their job is salaried. Okay? Their job is salaried. Their job is, or their wages is fixed, so to speak. And what you're going to see, I guarantee, what you're going to see in next year or in 2024, you're going to see that lawmakers are going to push to get a pay raise. And they're going to use the minimum wage increase that they themselves signed in order to get it. I promise you that is the next logical step for these criminals, for these crooks. Instead of actually solving the problem, which is why the hell does it cost so much? Right? Instead of trying to cut it off, they're just feeding into it. Feeding into it. Because, of course, once you stop that, they don't get paid. Once you stop that, they don't get a little brown envelope mailed to them or slipped under their door or dropped off by a courier. This move will... Yeah, no. All right, I'm done. We know the results. We know what's gonna happen. So, get out while you still can. Now, One last thing before we go. We were on the Leaving Hawaii train for a very long time. In fact, ever since 2020, actually even before 2020, we started looking at, you know, the possibility. We dabbled here and there. We thought, oh, maybe it might be good to see what else is out there. Maybe we could move, you know, to do other things. You know, it's not like our, like, you know, we love Hawaii. We love being here, born and raised. We are, I think I'm second generation, third generation. I forget how it works. So, again, love Hawaii. It's beautiful. I take it for granted every single day. But we have been on this train of getting out for a very long time. Have we done it yet? No, right? Because we were hoping for the better. Maybe we could turn things around. Maybe it'll be a little bit better. And then COVID. And then what was in the darkness came into light. And we saw the crookedness, or the absolute tyranny that exists, has come to light. And we knew about it. I mean, you know. And so, even more so, and you guys know on this show as well, we've been talking about moving, we've been talking about leaving, we've been talking about looking for greener pasture somewhere else that we don't have to wear a damn mask, we don't have to be vaccinated, we don't have to do a damn thing. We could live our lives, we could own guns, we could own land. We could travel freely. Right? Okay? Now, all of this to say that some of the people here have voiced positive opinions about the direction of Hawaii. They love the lockdowns. They love the Democrats. They love these bullcrap liberal policies. They love the vaccine mandates. They love the mask mandates. They love all of this crap. They posted the black squares. They wanted people to protest. BLM, BLM, BLM. All of this bullcrap. And then suddenly, oh, we're out. We're going to leave. Bye. We're going to move. I'm done. I was done playing. I'm done playing with this toy that I've ruined. So now I'm going to go somewhere else to ruin it over there. You voted for it. You supported it. You shouldn't be allowed to leave. You should be allowed to... You should, instead, be forced to face the consequences of your decision-making. You don't get to run away. You don't get to leave for a free state because it sucks here, even though you were a direct contributor to why it sucked. That's the craziest part. The hypocrisy of some people, the gall of some people to say all of this bullcrap sloganeering nonsense. I believe this. This is what I believe. You're wrong. It'll be. And then leave. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, again, this is America. You are free to screw every other person. But, man, it's going to come back. I tell you what, it's going to come back. And I hope you never come back. Strong words, I know. Strong words, but I'm tired of seeing this hypocrisy from people. I'm tired of people who pretend... And then dip out. Typical liberal, typical Democrat. Unbelievable. Stick to your guns. Stick to what you know. You've been consistent from day one. I've been consistent from day one. That's why this year, if I'm up there, you know exactly where I stand. And that part is never going to change. And that part is indefensible compared to the crap that we're already in. Be ready, folks. It's coming. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast. And we'll catch you guys next time.